You're right there, literally right where I last saw you. You refer to it as being in the other room, even though we know it's all the same house. Sometimes it's mine, sometimes it's yours. We both of us always feel like it's ours. And ours is something we have only our own interpretation of, which involves neither you nor me. And yet I can't help but want it to. I think of the room we shared in Greece, the dark part with the bed in the kitchen, the sound of your watermelon smashing on the counter, the fridge door, the light part with the balcony and the bougainvillea that grows so well there, big gangly wooden doors coming too far out onto the tiny terrace, forgetting the keys, biggest mistake of my life. Or one of them. And then I went somewhere without doors, took a boat then too, listening to the Drive soundtrack, only tents with flaps sleeping under an olive tree, told to think hard and well on where I wanted to sleep. And now I know you're somewhere here, and there is, as always, no locked door between us. That's the driver's seat, and we, neither of us, are in it. To just think that if I ate my words, then you'd really get it. Like, I wouldn't give them to you, and then you say my words, at least when you're on my side. If you thought I did it right, if I got you in the mood. When it's our side, so I look the part, and you'd see that none of this is unreal, only unnatural and real. Or didn't you hear? I've started to think about what is real. As in, this is real, or be real with me. I understand you have your whole idea of that too, and I'm working hard to learn about it and respect it, and I'm very frightened, but much less than before. With all these references, like why we both get Erykah Badu making an album in a week with her ex-husband about freedom is real, or doors, how we fucking love it when they close softly, swishingly, that we actually get into the thing you and I keep dancing around. I can beat you to the punch there, I get this is abstract, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe they'd be wet, the doors. We could go out back, take a boat ride together forever and not say anything. Watch people saying things to each other. Okay, so I'm aware, but it doesn't mean you didn't have a part in it. It's for you and me, and well, it's just a sample, a record spinning in a room without walls. I'm committed, but I'm not sure how much I want you to know that. The outlet is too close to a glass of water, a structure that fits my opening or doesn't or wants to, not the other way round. A system that moves me to believe that there is a lack and it could be feminist. There's nowhere to sit or nowhere I'm comfortable. Anyway, it's something I want to get inside because I see the missing part that is also everything. Please wait. The doors will open. Or they were once, weren't they?